We have spent hours, I have invested as much as 20 hours over the past months trying to come to a consensus and an agreement. Unfortunately, we have reached an impasse. I would expect respect, Deputy, so that I can finish what I'm saying. Excuse me, Deputy, I'm speaking. We have reached an impasse. And when we reach an impasse, we then move to the mechanism that moves all democratically elected from an impasse, which is the voting mechanism. We are now, excuse me, deputies,
So did the Chief Whip mislead at all when she said it would be with the acceptance of the opposition? And Corley, can you rule not? Did the Chief Whip
resume, Deputy? Resume your seat, Deputy. Deputy.
You should
resume your seat. You know the rulings of the House.
Make a ruling on that issue. Did you deliberately mislead this
Deputy? Is it that you don't have respect for me or the Chair? Because now it's becoming apparent that it is now becoming apparent. I would ask that you respect the Chair. It's not me. I'm not concerned, but I am the Cian Corla and I am sitting in the chair. And I expect the level of respect to come from each and every member. Each and every, when I speak. Now, it is well documented, the disruption and the level of which it's to go today. We are either going to continue with leaders' questions or we can move on. You may not like the answers that you're getting. I can't instruct answers. Excuse me, I cannot. My function is to chair this doll and ensure that the House operates. And we are moving with the business.